Well, hello there. Welcome to your opportunity to get into the body, the joints, the glands, to stretch out, shake out any fidgets or stresses, tensions that are living in your body, yeah? Before you maybe dive into some breath work or your online nidra practice, or maybe this is just a few moments for you to tend to you, body and mind. We're gonna start this stretch seated today. So just finding a spot where you can sit comfortably cross-legged. Take your time. If you need to elevate the hips, you can sit up on something, maybe a pillow, a stack of books, a little bolster. Tune in, see what your body needs. And elongate the spine. So let's start at the base of the spine. A little scoop of the pelvis, anchor tail down, a little cinch between low ribs and hips. Everybody loop the shoulders up towards your ears and then glide them down the back away from the ears. Shoulder blades knit together. Chin tucks, collarbones widen and broaden open through the heart and the lungs. A little tuck of the chin just to find that length in the back of the spine, the neck. And almost like there's a string attached to the top of your head, your crown, and someone is gently tugging it up. Just feel this lift, elongate through the spine, and then settle into it. This shouldn't be exaggerated or a ton of effort to sit really tall. Find that length and that strength in a soft, subtle way, yeah? From here, everybody tent your left fingertips 4 inches or so just to the side of your left hip. So bring all of your fingertips to the left side of the body. From here, inhale and reach your right hand fingertips up to the sky. Find so much length, and as you exhale, just start to reach those right fingertips off to the left, sending your right hip to the right slightly. Bend into that left elbow. Notice if you are flaring back or kind of hunching forward. Stay gaze looking right ahead of you, a big side body stretch, staying tall and reaching right fingertips off to the left. Big stretch down through the right side of the body from right fingertips down through the arm into the armpit, definitely through the ribs on the right side, down and through to the hips. And you can give a little pulse, some movement here. Just breathe up and down this line of tension through the right side. Soften the shoulders, the jaw, and breathe into your belly. Just a few breaths here. Notice how you're feeling. Keep that pelvis scooped, tail tucked. No impingement in the low back. And breathe. Lengthening the breath, deepening the breath, sending it down into the low, low belly and filling up. For one more big inhale, fill the belly. Through the mouth, sigh it out, your deepest reach to the left. And slowly push into left fingers, reach the right fingers back up, look up, and lower down. Neutral eyes to neutralize. Pause. Tall spine, find some symmetry between the right and the left. Before we dive into a brand new side, let that one integrate. Now tent, fingers are spread wide. Tent your right fingertips just outside of your right side hips on the ground. If you need a prop here, you certainly can have one. Tented fingers. Now look up, reach up. With the left hand, left fingertips, reach, 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 reach. And as you exhale, start to glide, slide those left fingertips off to the right. Gaze stays looking forward, shoulders, chest, belly forward, not hunching forward or kind of reaching back. Yes, a bend perhaps in that right elbow as you stretch through the left side of the body. Keep the jaw soft, shoulders relaxed. Breathe up and down this line. Notice any differences. Maybe you pulse, reaching and coming out. A reach and then find ease back and forth. Maybe you just settle into that sweet spot. Maybe close the eyes to really feel what you're feeling. Breathe here, up and down that line. Beautiful rainbow stretch through the side body on the left side, through left fingers, knuckles, palms, wrists, forearms, elbow. Forearms? We only have one on this side. Forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left side ribs through waist into hip. Breathing here, diaphragmatic breaths. Notice what you're feeling. Come back to the moment, welcoming yourself here fully. For one more big belly breath in, fill belly, chest, lungs, throat up through crown. And a big sigh, your biggest reach, left fingers to the right. Slowly, core slightly engaged, you can push into those right fingertips. To elevate up, reach your left fingertips up to the sky. And slowly lower down, pause, neutralize, stabilize. And harmonize the right and the left side of the body. Find length in the spine. Now, on an inhale, I just want you to look to the left and bring your right palm to your outer left thigh, middle of the thigh, yes? Now, tent your left fingers behind you, behind your left glute, maybe 4 inches away. Keep your spine tall. And slowly start to send your gaze to the left and then to the left behind you while you push right hand into left thigh, push left thigh into right hand. Keep the spine tall, sending your gaze, your chin, your shoulder behind you to the left. Almost like you're trying to move to the right, but we're not going to get there fully. Big twist through the abdomen. Keep shoulders down. Relax through the jaw. Breathe into your belly. Notice how this shifts the pose, the sensation. Great for digestion, for detox. Stay tall. Breathe into the belly. Relax the shoulders. Notice what you're feeling. Find length on the inhales. Maybe you can twist deeper on the exhales. For one more big belly breath in. Big sigh, biggest twist, keeping pelvis scooped, tail tucked under. No slingshots. Slowly slide, glide that left hand back through to center. Release the left thigh. Pause. Plant both palms, right on right thigh, left on left thigh. Just take a moment. Recalibrate, find that length in the spine. And when you're ready, inhale, even more length. And exhale, let's dive into the other side. So left palm to outer mid right thigh. Tent your right fingertips about 4 inches behind you, behind the right glute or the back of the hips. Inhale even more length through the spine, like someone's pulling up through that cord, like a puppet, right? And on your exhale, start to push left palm into right thigh. And send your gaze to the right, shoulder behind you. So gaze, nose, chin, shoulder, shoulder blade, the right side of the chest. Moving to the right and then behind you, like you're trying to twist all the way to the left. But don't compromise your form. Stay tall, scooped pelvis, yeah? Breathing on this side. Relax the shoulders, smooth out the skin of the forehead, the jaw. breathe into this twist. Great for digestion, for shedding, detox. Breathe space. Notice if you're holding unnecessarily anywhere. Big belly breath in. Notice how breath really enhances the sensation in the abdomen. Big sigh, release. Maybe you can go even deeper. Let's do one more like that. Big belly breath in. Keep shoulders down. Breathe up to the crown of the head. And a big sigh. Let something go. Yes. When you're ready, activate the core. No slingshots. Slowly glide the hands back through to center, to either thigh. From here, we're just going to tend to the joints and glands. So I'm going to throw, lovingly toss, all kinds of options your way. Feel free to stick with one. Maybe you dive into two or three. Let it be intuitive. So tending to joints and glands. You can maybe just start to draw circles with your nose. Look up to the right. Look down to the left. Maybe half circles with the nose, the upper half or lower half. Staying here. Maybe you lower left ear to left shoulder. Nice stretch through the right side of the neck. You can, for an added stretch, a little assist, gravitational assist, you can bring left hand just above the right ear. Slowly putting that pressure down. And again, when and if you're ready, the other side. So right ear down towards right shoulder. Keep your gaze ahead, not slouching. A little added assist. Right hand can come just above the left ear. Maybe you just look down. You can interlace the fingers behind the back of the head. A little assist, a stretch for the back of the neck, the upper back. Again, I'm moving quickly. Yes, stay where feels right. Maybe you look up. Nice stretch for the throat. Anything that we haven't said, right? Anything stuck in the throat chakra. You can stretch out the chest through collarbones. Maybe a little self-massage, rubbing through collarbones. The chest, maybe some tapping the thymus gland, thymus thump on the chest. Jane or Tarzan. Maybe you roll the shoulders, glide them up to the ears, and then down and back, forward, up, down, back, switching directions. Maybe you rotate the wrists, make gentle fists and rotate the wrists. You can sway the body, almost like you're sending your ribs to the right, ribs ahead of you to the front, to the left, and then back. Some circular movements, maybe intuitive movement. Breathe into it. Take what you need. Maybe that's some stillness to integrate all that you've done here. Maybe it's, okay, I'm going to go back and do it all again. Check in, tune in, see what you need in this moment. Breathe into it. And whenever you're ready, you can pause. Again, maybe bringing your hands to your thighs. A little slight pull up through that core to find that length. Pause. Notice how you feel after you've tended to the body. And then continue to be curious and explore, what's the next right move for me? Maybe some breath work. A little bit of box breath or Kapalabhati, skull shining breath. Maybe you need to grab some water, dim the lights, grab some extra props. Become curious about what you need. And whether you're diving into some breath, your online nidra practice, or just heading to bed or tending to the rest of your day. Notice how you are, who you are. And tend to yourself accordingly in the next moment, and then the next, and the next. Breathe and simply be.